Welcome and thank you for clicking on the Harmonic Concordance blogcast, your source for inspired interviews that explore the edges of consciousness and the role of spirit in our transformative times. Now here's your host, Johnny Marahiel.
Hello, folks, and thank you for stopping by the Harmonic Concordance Blogs podcasts. Today, we're very happy to have Madeline Hillis Dineen with us. A few short words about Madeline. Madeline is a near 40-year student and practitioner of astrology, a former chairperson of the National Council for Geocosmic Research. That's a very widely known astrological council, a group of people. And she currently is sales and marketing manager for Astrolabe, the producers of what I think is the best astrological software in the world, and that's Solar Fire. So with those few words, I would like to say hello to Madeline. How you doing, Madeline?
Hi, John. Nice to be here today.
All right. So before we begin talking about the astrology stuff, just can you give me a little bit of background about who Madeline Hillis Dineen is, a non-astrologer, is?
Okay. Well, you know, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And I went to a private Catholic school, academy. And interestingly enough, in my high school, which was very small, under 400 girls, three astrologers emerged from that. One is Kate Plum. And we were all there at the same time. One is Kate Plum. Who has a practice on Long Island. The other is Mary Plum, her sister, who is an editor over at the Mountain Astrologer magazine. And then there's me. And Mary was in the grade ahead of me, and we were both, there used to be a department store in Brooklyn called Abraham and Strauss, and we were both on their teen fashion board. They picked a high school junior, and Mary was, and then I was the following year. And you would write for your school newspaper about fashion and stuff like that, and appear in fashion shows that were open to the public at the store. So we had, we have a lot in common, we three. After that, I guess, you know, being a Cancer, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I'm a grandmother for the first time last year to an adorable little Leo girl named Vittoria. And so that's a huge part of my life. There's been the work besides, you know, being a consulting astrologer and working here at Astrolabe. I've been involved in astrological organizations for basically as long as I've been involved in astrology. As you noted, I was the chair of the NCGR, but I also enjoyed organizing many conferences, including UAC 2008 and 2012. The chair position is term limited, so when I finished my two terms, which was 6 years as chair, I had time for other things. So now I'm a member of an elected member of the Brewster Planning Board. So I ran for office and got to see my name on a ballot and won. And that's really interesting. And I'm also very involved in ecumenical and interfaith organization here on the Cape. And we do, you know, we put on events like an interfaith Martin Luther King Day celebration, a Yom HaShoah event, which is a Holocaust memorial event. And I'm really involved in social justice issues and educating people on that kind of thing. So I was resisting before people even talked about the resistance. I've been involved in all of that, you know, for about 15 years now.
Wow, that's quite an extensive background. Aside, yeah. Let me ask you this: are you going to be ready to run for against Trump in 2020?
Yeah, I'm game.
Well, get your feet wet. Get your feet wet now, and then go for it.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I don't know if I'm ready for Trump, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing. I might run for selectman here in town, or you know, something like that.
And let's say where here in town is. I'm in California. Oh. Madeline is out on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Brewster.
In Brewster, that's right, Brewster, Massachusetts. A beautiful little historic town on Route 6A on Cape Cod. So we have the only chain, national chain that we have in town is a Dunkin' Donuts.
That's it.
And we're going to keep it that way.
Okay, well, that's good. We have our little town. We don't even have 3,000 people here. And that's lovely. We like it like that, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Me switch gears and get you into astrology.
Okay.
First, I ought to note that you have written for us on the blog on the crossings pages. That is at one of the four crossings of the years, the equinoxes and the solstices. So I want to thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
Let me just note that and then let you get going on astrology. How did you get involved? Why did you pick up that first ephemeris?
Well, that's a story in itself. I always loved astrology. I used to, you know, when I was a kid, I would buy my horoscope and things like that. And I remember, you know, being a city kid, I remember one time we were driving back from the country. Now, of course, in the city, you can't see the night sky the way you can in the country. You know, even back in the early 50s, you know, there was enough light pollution.
And in Brooklyn, I mean, among other things, I mean, you had to contend with Brooklyn.
Yeah. So I remember driving back from going up to the country to some lake where, you know, we had a family picnic and whatever, and just looking at the night sky and loving the stars and, you know, saying to my mother that I wanted to study the stars when I grew up. And she said, oh, yeah, they call those people astrophysicists, you know, and I don't know, astronomers. And I don't know, somehow I knew that that wasn't what I was going to do. I don't know why.
But I just math, said, too okay. much math.
And I kind of put it on the back burner and, you know, got involved in other things. And then lo and behold, and as I said, I always like read sun sign stuff and was kind of interested. And when I was around 27, my ex-husband, who was then still my husband, had an astrologer come into his office and he wanted to barter treatments for readings. And so my ex-husband said to me, oh, well, you know, you've always liked astrology, you know, go get a reading from this guy. And so that's what I did. And this guy turned out to be Gary Christen, who's the president of Astrolabe. And I just couldn't believe, you know, what he could tell me about myself. And You know, we were struggling in our marriage and just all of the things that he seemed to know. So that's how I got interested. I started studying. I had time on my hands because I wasn't working because I had just had a baby. And so I started studying astrology and trying to find out what was, you know, primarily I wanted to know at first, you know, why my marriage was falling apart and you know, what was going to happen. What was going to happen? That's how I got started. And then the other unusual thing about how I got started was Gary is a pretty noted symmetrical or Uranian astrologer, and he saw in me an opportunity to teach somebody that system who actually knew nothing else about astrology except what she had read in sun sign books. And so I learned that advanced technique first and have been playing catch up ever since.
But you never stop learning, do you?
Well,
astrology.
That's the great thing about astrology. I have a lot of Gemini stuff in my chart and I get bored with things and I'm still not bored with astrology.
I've been there. I have a Gemini ascendant myself. So, you know, works for me. So he must have seen something about Saturn in the seventh house, huh, Gary?
No, it was like a Saturn return thing.
Saturn
I don't
return,
know.
Right.
Yeah, Saturn return. My Saturn's in the fourth. And, you know, there was definitely stuff. But, you know, what Gary did see, I think around my second or third lesson, he said to me that he said, you know, one day you're going to be a really well-known astrologer and maybe even sit on the national board of the NCGR. And of course, and I thought that was hysterical. I just laughed because, you know, I mean, the people on the, you know, that are on the board were, you know, people like even back then, Rob Hand, you know, Neil Mickelson, who, you know, was the brains behind astrological
computation.
Computing in the beginning, in the early days. You know, Rob Hand, who do I need to explain who he is? I mean, he wrote the, you know, if we have textbooks, you know, Planets in Transit is a textbook, which he wrote. And so, it was just, you know, I was like, wow.
A lot of heavy hitters there. Right?
Yeah.
I still have, it was one of my cherished keepsakes, one of Mickelson's first editions of the his ephemeris. I don't know if you remember, big book, red binding, and he signed it to me, you know, and so I have that. I was in his basement the day that the books arrived in crates, in big, not crates, but in large boxes, and he reached into pulled one out and gave it to me.
Was this when he lived in Westchester?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, I have fond remembrances of Neil, and of course his wife Maria K. Sims was an astrological mentor of mine in terms of the NCGR when I had been doing things on a chapter level, but my first national thing with NCGR was editing the newsletter while Maria was the publications director. Yeah. And she and Mary Downing taught me a lot about desktop publishing, you know, newsletter writing. It was a great opportunity. And I always tell people, I feel like that, I don't know, maybe because I'm old, and all old people feel this way, but I feel like young people don't get the service aspect of stuff, right, of how important it is. And But it isn't just the giving of the service. It's also, you pick up so many things. You learn stuff. I mean, I know how to negotiate a hotel contract, you know, to put on a conference for 1,500 people. You know, it's not a skill I've translated to other parts of my life, but I know how to do it. And I could, you know, for someone else. So, you know, you get a lot out of giving service. You just, you know, learn things that can be used outside of the community. So anyway, I encourage everybody to volunteer for organizations. You see the same names and faces over and over again, and it gets really tiresome.
Okay, so that's quite an extensive background. I'm really thrilled to know you. I have been in touch with you, by the way, since 98, when I first discovered the harmonic concordance chart.
And, wow. So that's 20 years that we know each other.
Right. So it's on to 20 years. That's a long time. Yes, and you know, you've had to put up with me making dozens of calls to you saying, how do you do? What do you do?
Yes, I know.
I know, right. I know, okay. You know. You've probably got them chalked off on the board somewhere. All right.
Well, that's the other thing, though, you know, because like I have in terms of Solar Fire, which, you know, as you so nicely noted, is a wonderful program. It's a huge program, and it has parts of it that I would have never investigated on my own, except for customers calling and say, oh, can it do this? And then, you know, I look and yes, it can. And, you know, I figure it out. And, you know, I probably know that program, you know, as well as anybody, you know,
well,
including
the
program.
You've used your skills to write some really nice pieces for us on the blog, as I mentioned. What I'd like to ask you, if you have a chart of the moment up, take a look at some things in general that you see going on. I've seen many things which suggest that 2022 is going to be a major year, but who knows?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are lots of major things. I think later this year, when Saturn crosses the cardinal axis, will certainly be a dose of reality for the planet about things. And then, of course, that the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which I think is in 2020, is another time of reckoning.
Yeah, well, it looks like we have had at least one day of reckoning here with the election of Donald Trump. Not trying to get into politics, but I think a lot of astrologers missed the call. I thought there would be a change in Washington. But the change that I saw was a generic change. It was going to be a change. I thought that change would be that we would have our first female president.
Yeah.
It turns out that it was a very different change. But change indeed.
But, you know, I think that part of the problem is because I was teaching a class at that time for Kepler. That's something else I do in my spare time. I teach for Kepler College on occasion, and I was doing a a course, a little mini course in Uranian. And it was before the election, we were looking at it. And I saw that there was a Uranian formula that said to take the oath of office. And it was pointing, you know, on Inauguration Day, that formula was pointing right at Donald Trump's son. But Donald Trump's son and Hillary's moon are in the same place.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. And there was something else. There was like a moon Uranus. There was like another reason where I said, well, it's because, yeah, it's the woman is taking the oath of office, you know, and just totally discounted the fact that it was standing like right on his son. And, you know, because that's what I wanted to do. I just couldn't
bring yourself to say it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. But then when you look at the Inauguration Day chart with that Mars Saturn square exact, and you see the backlash, I mean, has there been a day without a protest somewhere?
Well,
I don't know. Since then? And you know, I think we are headed into some difficult times. It all makes sense now in retrospect.
Could I ask you to, I don't have the chart up in front of me. If you have Trump's chart, where is Saturn in Trump's chart, in transits against Trump's
chart? Yeah, well, it's very near his stuff because he was born at a full moon eclipse. So let me find his chart. I can get it very quickly. And I just have to get the right one. I've had the wrong one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. There was one, and then of course he published his birth certificate. They were like 9 minutes apart, but of course 9 minutes makes a lot of
difference. Right.
Yes, and Saturn today is at 25 Sagittarius, so it's past both his sun and his moon.
In what house?
It's in his fourth, well, it's, you know, in Placidus houses, it's in his fourth house about to cross over into the fifth.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that to me says that he's going to be there until Saturn gets to the seventh.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Don't say that.
Those are the alarm bells.
Saturn does go back over his sun and moon again.
Well, maybe it'll come up then. But, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people who are looking at his incompetence.
Yeah.
And suggesting and there's a new post out today suggesting that there's a congressman who wants to look at a 1924 IRS tax code, which will allow them to demand Trump's tax returns.
Oh, so, well, that's something. I don't know if when I said earlier about Saturn crossing the cardinal axis, if I said September. September is when Saturn goes over his sun and moon again. Hmm. But Saturn crosses the cardinal axis in December, not September.
Okay.
That will be huge.
Okay, so we'll have an interesting solstice.
Yes, a very interesting solstice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I once again, I'm really appreciative of you. I don't want to take too much of your time. Just let me ask you, in closing, obviously you want to continue your work in service to the many things that you do. You see anything else out in the future for you that you might be doing that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I feel like, I hate to say it. I'd like life to get a little quieter.
All right.
So I wouldn't be so busy. I'm not, I want to continue as a consulting astrologer. I get, I really enjoy helping people, and sometimes people get the astrology bug and they start to study as well, and that's kind of fun, and teaching a little bit more. I don't have a great ambition to write an astrology book per se. I might want to write some other kind of book, but not necessarily an astrology book. I want to, spend some time enjoying my husband of 20 years. That's my second husband. Our grandchild and our children. It doesn't sound very ambitious. But I'll probably always
keep a toe in at least.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep a toe in everything. I mean, I love my social justice work. I love my interfaith work. I do, I represent our Catholic Church in what they call the Nauset Interfaith Association. I'm not sure how many of my colleagues in Nauset Interfaith are aware of what I do. Some of them are. I know that. I don't hide it. Somebody asked, but on the other hand, no one seems to ask. They just see me as the person coming from the Catholic Church instead of the priest. For 2 years in a row now, I've preached a reflection at our ecumenical Good Friday service. So I've stood in a Baptist church.
Cool.
It's very cool. And after both times, and they keep asking me, I'll probably do it again this year, although it's going to be in a congregational church this year. But they've asked me, when are you going to get ordained? When are you going to become one of us? So that's something that I might keep on the back burner.
You want to become a Baptist?
No, I'm not a Baptist, but some kind of, maybe a minister. Yeah. You never
know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. Coming out of, you come from Brooklyn, and you're, an old Italian woman,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Despite my two Irish or
Waspy
or whatever names. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a nice little Italian girl from Brooklyn.
All right. And all girls from Brooklyn are nice. Except you remember there's a Tom Waits song that says, be careful of women from Brooklyn. They're like the girls. They're like the rose, the thorn without the rose.
Oh. Well.
Brooklyn girls, the thorn without the rose. And I had one of those. But in any event, that's me. Look, Madeline, I've already taken up a lot of your time.
Oh, that's okay. We had fun.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about or say?
Well, I would like to say to all your listeners out there that they are welcome to come to www.alabe.com. We have a free chart so they can calculate their chart and know what their rising sign is and where their moon is and start to get an understanding that there is something beyond sun sign. And also just to say, if people want to check out my website, I have some articles and stuff like that and what I do. And besides the symmetrical astrology, I'm an astrocartography certified consultant. And all of that is at CapeCodAstrologer.com.
Say that again.
CapeCodAstrologer.com.
Okay. And if you accept emails, do you want to give people your email address also?
I do. CapeCodAstrologer@Comcast.net.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for giving us the information on how to get in touch with you should we want to. And I tell you, there are a lot of people who really might be interested in your vast knowledge.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Johnny, I appreciate it.
And maybe we can look forward to seeing another piece from you on the blog someday. Although that's going to be another load on your shoulders that you don't necessarily need.
I know, but you know what? This next winter solstice is really interesting. So, yeah, hit me up for the winter solstice.
Great. Thank you very much. It'd be all a right. pleasure for me to have you back on the blog.
Okay. And a pleasure to be with you, as always.
Madeline, I love you. Thank you so much. And please say hi to Doug, your
great
husband. Thank
you, and you say hi to Jan. I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure we should get personal.
Well, I know you for almost 20 years.
What's that?
I know you for almost 20 years. You have seen many ups and downs with me, you know?
I know. So, I know, and I'm glad you're up. I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm back. I'm getting back.
Yay.
Not there yet, but I'll be there sooner or later.
All
Madeline,
right.
Thank you so much. Let me just remind our listeners that we've been speaking with Madeline Hillis Dineen, and she's been, you know, all that she is. Check the beginning of the recording. Thank you so much, Madeline. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having tuned in to the Harmonic Concordance blogcast with Johnny Marahiel and special guest. For more information about the blog, please visit www.hcblog.org. We wish you peace and blessings on your journey. Namaste.